Hi, it's Simon from Ventnor Blog. Is that John?
Hi, Simon. Yeah, it's John Raymond here. How are you doing?
Hello. Yeah, we heard from Mike at Your Thurrock that you've got an ambitious task on now.
Oh, that's right, yes. Mike very kindly came along and videoed me at the start of my task, as you put it. I'm walking 6,000 miles around the coast of Britain. I started at Thurrock, started at Tilbury, got on the Tilbury ferry to Gravesend, and then so far I've walked all around Kent, so that includes Dover and things like that, Eastbourne, so Beachy Head, Brighton, and along the coast so far. I'm now at Portsmouth, having got the ferry from Hayling Island last night, and I'm coming across the Isle of Wight today.
Wow, so how, I mean, that sounds like a long distance so far. How long's that taken?
It's 300 miles, it will be today, I'm doing 6,000 in total, and it's day 20 out of 400.
Right.
5%, 5% today. So 20 days sounds a lot, and 300 miles sounds a lot, and then you see it's only 5%.
Are you sort of approaching it, with thinking about 6,000 miles, it seems like a huge amount. Are you approaching it with that sort of Chinese proverb of every journey starts with the first step?
That kind of thing, yeah, it's Lord of the Rings as well, I think, isn't it?
Is it? Right.
Well, I'm trying to, part of my interest is the challenge for myself, physically, mentally, and what I call spiritually, you know. So physically, will I be able to cope with it? I'm doing 15 miles a day, how will the legs and that cope? Sort of mentally, will I be planning it and all that kind of stuff and logistics? But the spiritual side is all that kind of stuff about how will I... What will my psychology be? What will my attitude be? So far, it's really strange because although I've done 20 days, I still feel as though I'm just getting into it and kind of working out a routine and getting into a process. It's really weird because I've never done anything as long as this before, and I'd have thought after 20 days I'd be getting fed up or anything, but I'm just not at all. I'm looking forward to every morning and really enjoying it.
I mean, that it sounds like, given the size of the task, that's absolutely the right way of approaching it. That
I was thinking all the time, oh, it's 400 days. When I blogged at the end of the first day, I put, well, that's day one done, only 399 to go. And just right in that, so it kind of almost got on top of me. But so yeah, I've just really got to do that day by day thing. But 5%, you know, it's a bit of an achievement already, really.
That we did an interview with a guy called Roderick Drew, who was cycling following the Olympic torch relay.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, he did 4,000 miles, or maybe actually a little bit more by the time he finished, and had made the decision of, right, okay, I'm going to do this, and sort of taking each day at a time.
Yeah, what a brilliant idea. I wonder if anybody else did it, because... That does sound like a fantastic idea, and were people interested in that?
Yeah, he was raising money for a place he'd had his hip done many years back, and I think it's something like 10 years back, and he's raising money for Macmillan Cancer, that's right, he had stopped off at the place he'd had his hip done as a sort of, hey, look what you guys sorted me out with.
Yeah. But hooray, as they say. Yeah. Terrible joke. Sorry about that.
So with the planning side, that does sound... You must have had maps all over the kitchen table.
I've actually got a map on... There's a thing called ViewRanger, and I'm using a map where I can download, and it's all on my iPhone, the whole Ordnance Survey for the whole of Great Britain.
Right.
So it's actually downloaded on the iPhone, because the problem with things like that is usually if you... lose contact with the internet,
right.
Sort of stuff. But, but because it's downloaded, I still have got the maps, and you can look at it at different scales and that kind of thing, very flexibly. So that's really great. But as you say, yeah, I've kind of looked at. You can't plan it in too much detail, and I think that's something I'm trying to learn myself. I'm thinking about roughly 15-day chunks and how that's 15 miles a day, sorry, chunks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've got it roughly planned out. I've got it planned fairly detailed until the end of November, when I'm hoping to get to Aberystwyth in Wales. But each, more or less, I'm doing a week ahead, shall we say, a week to 2 weeks ahead for accommodation. And then day by day, it actually flexes a bit when you realise the state of the tide and things like that. Which,
right.
Again, is something I've really got to get into. So the logistics side, you know, the importance of the tide, I've found out in the last 2 or 3 days, because I've been walking around a lot of marshy areas, and at high tide, some of the paths just don't exist.
Right, right.
You know, 2 hours either side of high tide or something like that, you can't really walk it. So you've got to think ahead for that kind of thing.
I mean, it sounds like you are being pretty close to the actual coastline then. Is that the ambition to be right on the edge?
Yeah. I mean, where it's reasonable, shall I say. I'm not being completely pedantic about it. The actual coastline of Britain, depending how you measure it, is completely different length. So it depends on the length of the ruler for a start. But the official coastline is apparently 10,500 miles, roughly.
Is it? Wow.
So that includes anywhere that's tidal. So,
right.
For instance, the River Thames, you'd have to go right up to Teddington Lock, the other side of London, because it's tidal right up there. So you can't do that, and there's a lot of it you can't get onto anyway, because there's quite a lot of army and defence establishments and private houses and things like that. And it's quite frustrating where people have obviously just nicked the coastal path,
really?
Included it in their garden, and then they put up a sign private, and that's quite annoying. So sometimes I have to go inland around roads and so on. But yeah, I'm pretty keen to stick to the coast as much as possible. And part of the interest of it is, do I go round the headlands, or do I just nip across the top, you know? And that, you know, in some respects, if I do start cutting off bits like that, I'm kind of cheating myself, you could say. But it's my own task, and, you know, I'm trying to be consistent, shall we say, and it's part of the challenge. Part of the interest is, how do I react psychologically? Do I start cutting bits off, or do I get more pedantic about seeing everything?
It's interesting, because it seems pretty timely, because there's a big focus on coastal paths at the moment, isn't there?
There is, yeah. You've got the Welsh Coast Path has just opened this year, and seems to have gone down fantastically well, so I'm trying to obviously, I'm looking forward to that now. It's funny, when I first started planning the walk, I thought Wales, you know, parts of Wales might be a bit dull and dreary, but the more you hear about it, the more fantastic it is.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, I mean, also, in these barren places, they're pretty impressive, aren't they?
They are, and there's lots of castles and history and that kind of stuff, and the beaches are fantastic. And then, of course, you've got Snowdon and the Snowdon Range, you know, as a backdrop quite a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But with the path in England, I think there's a lot of pressure now, and I suppose it is linked to the opening of the Welsh Path. The Ramblers Association and people like that are getting more and more keen on having coast path for England. And Scotland, it's already a right to roam exists, so it's going to be interesting up there. Because that's the bit I'm, in a way, most looking forward to in many respects, but I'm viewing that as possibly the biggest challenge. Because it will be much more remote. Of course, I've got the South West Coast Path looming now, and I knew that my first month was really toughening myself up on relatively flat Essex and Kent and so on, ready for the South West Coast Path, which kind of hits me the other side of Bournemouth.
Yeah, what keeps springing to my mind is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. With Slardy Bardfast, I think it was, that it said he designed the coastline of the UK.
That's right. He didn't get an award for that, did he? I think it was not.
He was most frustrated, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen any? Have you noticed any of his touches there?
I think, well, the coastline is just tremendous. I mean, already the variations have been fantastic. You know, the parts where you get to the White Cliffs of Dover, as they say, but all along that stretch of the coast, you've got very good cliffs. And I'm sure, as you know, obviously Isle of Wight is very famous for its cliffs and its different coloured sands and all that kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to some of that. But then you get areas, the most difficult parts to walk on, and it's been amazing how much of it has been shingle or tarmac.
Right. Well, because it saps your energy, does it?
Yeah, and it hurts the bottom of my feet. Oh.
No, well, it must be. I can see that. What do you got shoe-wise? Are you booted up, or what are you doing?
I've mainly been wearing running shoes so far. They seem to have the extra spring in the heel, which is good for tarmac and shingle kind of situations. And then when it gets to the Southwest Coast Path, I'll probably move to a pair of boots. I've got two pairs worn in, ready.
Oh, really? That's good planning. Probably, right.
Yeah, I'm going to swap to those.
And what about the island part? You say you're going to be landing in Ryde and heading Cowswood, is that right?
That's right. I think I'm going to treat myself to the hovercraft.
It's great fun.
Is that good fun? Yeah. Since it's the 5%, 300-mile celebration day, treat myself to the hovercraft, land in Ryde, and then I'll be walking along the coast. Hopefully getting to West Cowes tonight. I've got myself booked in some accommodation in West Cowes, so I need to get across a ferry and so on. And then from Cowes tomorrow afternoon, getting to Yarmouth and meeting an old pal of mine, and we might have a few beers, I guess.
Yeah.
And then going across to Lymington.
Right, okay. There's some sections, that the north part of the island, there's some sections along there, absolutely beautiful. Almost like, you got the sun today, it's almost like a tropical island up there. It's deserted parts of it. It feels like you're in the middle of just on the edge of a beautiful island, which you are, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see the mainland, and you can see a lot of ferries and things like that going across. So what I've found tremendous already is how quickly, when you get out of towns, you really are in the middle of nature.
Right.
And it's quite astonishing how, one stretch I did recently, so West Wittering was the town that I eventually came to, or the bit of coast that I eventually came to. But I walked along about 5 miles of empty beach, perfect, beautiful, firm sand and all that. And then you suddenly come to West Wittering, and that's where everybody is.
Right.
And there's just thousands of people, and it's crowded out, and you think, why?
If only you knew.
Well, people just, whether it's, lemmings or something like that, or just habit, or... And the queue for the buses, I actually was getting a bus back to my accommodation. It took 2 hours to get back to Chichester on this bus, which is just amazing. But there you go.
You could end up writing a guide to Ireland's hidden beaches, the UK's hidden beaches.
UK's hidden beaches. I could do that. I did a walk in 1999. I don't know if you remember the eclipse of the sun in 1999. I did a 3-week walk then on the Southwest Coast Path, and I wrote
a
book.
That's funny. We were at Lizard Point for that. That's funny.
Ah, right. Yeah. I wrote a book called Mr. Blister. For that, because I went with a pal of mine, and we didn't really plan at all, and we walked 32 miles on the first day, having not trained at all.
Right.
Got terrible blisters, and it just ruined the whole thing.
Yeah,
so I'm at least doing better than that this time. You know, so a lot of my friends have said, you're going to write another book, and it could well happen. But the advantage you got nowadays, of course, is with IT, you can actually have films and videos and photos. I'd want to put it on the net and just make it a free thing. I wouldn't want to sell it, really.
And have you been doing that, snapping photos along the way?
Yeah, I'm taking an average of about, I would say, 20 a day or something like that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And
okay.
I'm putting them on, I've got a Facebook site, which is john.raymond.16. Why 16? I don't know, probably because I look about 16 or so. on there, I'm putting each day's photos and some comments on there. And I'm on Twitter as well, at Raymond John, but the real, the good site is Facebook, I think.
It's john.raymond.16, is it?
It's Raymond, R-A-Y-M-E-N-T.
Raymond,
one of the reasons I'm doing the walk is to try and raise sort of funds and awareness for Parkinson's.
Right.
So on there I'm also mentioning that, and it talks about my charity giving site.
Is there a place that people can donate to?
Yeah, certainly. On charity giving, which is one of the free charity giving sites, slash charitygiving.com, I think, and then slash John Raymond.
Okay.
But people can find that site quite easily, and it's mentioned on my Facebook and stuff. But what I'm trying to do. Someone set me the challenge, very kind of them, to try and raise a penny a pace.
Right.
Which I'm reckoning on 2,000 paces a mile and 6,000 miles, it's 12 million paces.
Wow.
Which is £120,000.
Yeah.
So that's my dream or challenge that kind of has been put upon me. But I'm going for it, every little helps, said the woman who piddled in the sea and all that. I'm looking for people, ideally if they could, it works out 2,000 paces would be £20 for a mile, for example.
Right.
So anybody who did that, and I'm really hoping people will come and walk with me on, it's a bit late maybe for being in the Isle of Wight now, but anyone come and walk with me for a day or so and sort of enjoy the challenge for that bit that they fancy doing.
It's walking around the island is something that I've sort of held as a goal, and I know some people who are much fitter than me have done it around the whole thing in 24 hours, as you say, timing it pretty carefully with the tides. It sounds like going it some to do the whole of that, but and then probably 2 weeks off recovering.
Must be bigger than a marathon. It obviously must be. Well, 80 miles or something like that.
I think it's 70 around that.
Yeah.
So
would be expensive.
This is something that's always been in your head, or you mentioned that you've done a shorter walk before. What's driven you on this?
I've had a dream for quite a few years. I did that shorter walk before, and I climbed Kilimanjaro and things like that. But I haven't historically been completely hooked on walking. It's not been skiing is my main leisure activity usually.
Yeah.
But I've had a dream for about the last, say, 10 years, and it's gradually grown more and more, of leaving my home. The ideal thing was leave my home midnight on New Year's Eve, walk around the coast of Britain, and come back the next New Year's Eve and see if my wife had missed me or not. I've just been shopping, darling.
Just putting the rubbish out.
It's not quite working that way, but this is the post. That wasn't really part of the main dream. But I've been lucky, you could say, and I've been made voluntary redundant from work, so that's giving me the finance to do it. And I've always, my father died from had Parkinson's for about 10 years before he died, about 10 years ago now. And so when I said I was going to do the walk, people said, "Oh, you should do it for a charity." And then Parkinson's was the obvious one.
Right.
I think it's really at the moment. If you there's lots of potential treatments that have been much improved now for Parkinson's, and they are looking for and hoping to find an actual cure for it. And it is, really, really, it's quite a common problem, and it is very debilitating. So now, it seems to me a really good charity. It's got, it's relevant to me. It's got the potential for big advancements being made, and it is a very common problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that idea of raising money while you're doing it obviously adds a whole other dimension, doesn't it? And is that part of it that's are you conscious of that when the going gets a little bit tough?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Helping to drive you on.
Well, it is. I've got three charities that I'm raising money for, and they're all very keen. There's the Parkinson's UK, which is the most well-known Parkinson's charity, and they both finance research, but also they set up local support groups and things like that. There's another one called Cure Parkinson's Trust, which was set up by a guy who actually walked around Britain, having suffered from Parkinson's for about 15 years, I think it was. And then the third one I'm doing is called Parkinson's Improvement Program, and they have designed a sort of a food supplement that helps to ensure people's brains are getting the right nutrients.
Oh, really? Right.
And that is very effective, but it's only effective on some people, because one of the problems with Parkinson's is there seem to be a lot of causes and different reactions that different people's bodies have to different approaches to treatment.
Mm.
So the Parkinson's Improvement Program mix has no effect on some people, but other people, it's got them, you know, they're able to start dancing again and all those kinds of things, which is absolutely fantastic.
Mm. Well, look, we'll put a piece out now, but have you got some timings for when people could look out for you at along the route?
I certainly have. I'm in Bournemouth this weekend. I'm staying with my wife, daughter and grandchildren for the weekend. And then on Monday I'll be starting from the middle of Bournemouth to Sandbank, and then going sort of starting the South West Coast Path around there. So effectively I'm doing the South West Coast Path heading clockwise for the next 6 weeks, say September and halfway through October. And then I'll march off into Welsh Wales.
And what about for today on the island? You say you're going to...
I was just going to say, on my Facebook site, if people sort of get onto my Facebook site, I've put my daily program for the first 4 months, which includes the start and finish points and the rough miles.
Yeah.
So people were interested in doing that. And I'm very happy for you to put out my phone number if you wish to.
Okay.
For people to ring me up and contact me if they fancy coming along.
Okay.
Today, my rough times, I think I'm in the middle of course at the moment, so I guess I'll hopefully get on a hovercraft at about midday. And then get to ride say 1:30 or 1:15 or whatever midday, and then arriving Cowes, I'm thinking about 3:00.
Okay. And then
tomorrow morning setting out from Cowes at say 10:00 in the morning. Getting to Yarmouth. Say by 2:00.
Okay. Well, we'll put those times up. They are quite, the parts you're going to be walking on are quite sparsely populated, which is one thing that makes them quite lovely, actually.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But we'll put the timings out. And what are you wearing? I saw on some of your photos you got a Parkinson's T-shirt on. Is that the thing to look for?
I'm wearing a white T-shirt, and it's got a map of Britain in blue on one side at the front, and then on the other side it's got a sort of a penny that's got arms and legs. It looks as though it might be walking. Which is, and then Parkinson's pip, and on the back it says, John, cheer me on, walking the coast for Parkinson's.
Okay.
That's in red.
Excellent.
They're very pleased for people just to come up and say hello. You don't have to do any walking, just come up and say hello.
Okay. Well, look, very best of luck with it. And it sounds like a really interesting personal challenge to take on. And hats off to you.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, and I'm enjoying it as well as the challenge so far. But as I say, 5%, let's keep going.
Yeah, brilliant. Good luck with it, John.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.